to France now, which is battling monster wildfires as heat and drought scorch much of Europe this summer. Scientists say the catastrophic consequences of global warming are here, faster than expected. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Dans le ciel aux couleurs de l'enfer, les Canadair et Dash
enchaînent. French television footage showed a wall of fire devouring a pine forest and threatening villages in France's southwest Gironde region, not far from the vineyards of Bordeaux. 1,500 firefighters battled 24/7 alongside water-bombing planes. Commander Mathieu Jomain told French television it's unprecedented.
It's the first time we've had fires like this that last so long, and we don't see an end in sight with the weather they're forecasting.
Which is 100-plus degrees with no rain. 10,000 people have been evacuated in the Gironde, many for a second time. One man told French television he had not slept in the last month for fear of the fires reigniting. 115 square miles of forest have burned in the Gironde in just 10 days.
Pour qu'ils libèrent leurs employés, leurs salariés.
French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin called on employers to release all volunteer firefighters so they could join their units. Firefighters are also arriving from across Europe to help France. The European Space Agency said successive heat waves, shrinking rivers, and rising land temperatures measured from space leave no doubt about the toll of climate change. A European satellite recently measured extreme land surface temperatures of 113 in Britain, 122 in France, and 150 degrees Fahrenheit in Spain. Sorbonne professor Hervé Letreux is a prominent climate change scientist. He says it's all come much faster than anybody imagined.
What is happening now is some kind of surprise for many people because it's very intense.
Letreux says trapped greenhouse gases have propelled the planet into a new phase where the old ways of dealing with climate catastrophes will no longer work. He says we'll need to come up with new ways of protecting forests, agriculture, and cities.
We are in a situation which is not the one we wanted to see. And it's something that a number of years ago, people were thinking we could avoid, that we could maybe work to diminish the greenhouse gases sufficiently not to be facing this. But now it's too late.
On Thursday, researchers in Finland announced that the Arctic has heated up 4 to 7 times faster than the global average over the past 4 decades, not 2 to 3 times faster as previously thought. Sebastian Mernild is a professor of climate change and glaciology at the Climate Institute of the University of Southern Denmark. He says it's because snow cover has diminished and there is 40% less sea ice than in 1979.
So today, the energy is more absorbed compared to reflected, meaning that we have now more energy available for heating up both the ocean temperature, but also the temperature in the lower part of the atmosphere.
Both scientists interviewed for this story say catastrophes like the fires and drought in Europe this summer will intensify and become more frequent as global warming accelerates. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.